you're tuned into Dub Lab. This is Mark the Clive Lowe. Los Guapos presents Destination Out, broadcasting from the Freehand Hotel, downtown LA. We got a whole crew of very special guests with us here today, especially the man of the moment, Mr. Brandon Coleman. Gonna be chatting with Brandon, playing some tunes, talking about those crazy stories, some inspirations, and hearing some music from his brand new album, which drops very soon. You're going to be hearing some worldwide exclusives here for the first time. In the background, the sounds of Flying Lotus, Thundercat, and the great Austin Peralta. $200 TB. We're going to kick off with one of the joints from Brandon's record. The album's called Resistance. Comes out on September 14 on Brainfeeder. You're going to be hearing it a whole lot. Right now we're going to hear Live for Today, Brandon Coleman. Sounds of Brandon Coleman, Live for Today, from the brand new record dropping very soon, Resistance on Brainfeeder Records. Man, Brandon, you in the house here with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, what's up, man? Hey.
There we go. Yes. Man, what have we just here? That's incredible.
Man, that was Live for Today, man.
Live for Today.
Live for Today.
You know what's crazy? It's like, that starts out like I'm listening to some Bernard Herrmann. And then suddenly, like, I'm listening to, like, you know, Patrice and Herbie in the year 3000 rocking out.
Patrice and Herbie.
Oh, but it's all you, man. Am I distracting you now?
No. You can't play some funk underneath and ask me questions and think I'm gonna just pay attention, man. No, man. Yeah, that was Live for Today, and that's on the Resistance album. So,
man, the record sounds incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you,
man. I know for a lot of LA cats, they've seen you part of the West Coast Get Down. A lot of people around the world, they've seen you with Kamasi Washington.
Yeah.
But here you're bringing us your own vision of music and the world, and it's a really beautiful thing, man.
That's awesome, man. Thank you, man. I'm happy to be here.
With the quiet crew.
Yeah, that funk head. I'm still trying to get my shoulders to start moving.
Right. But man, tell me this. Where did this record come from? Like, you've had this inside you for.
Man, I got the funk in me. You know, the funk lives in me. You know,
absolutely.
So, you know, I just wanted to do some fun music that I could solo to at the end of the day. You know, that's all jazz musicians really want to do. We just want some cool shit we can solo on. So as long as I can solo on it, you know, it was, you know. No, man, I just wanted to create some fun music, man, with love and all the funk elements, you know, I grew up listening to, you know, and try to create some new stuff, you know.
So, you know, I've seen you play a lot, like, and I've seen you, you know, playing behind other people, shredding the keyboards, but listening to this record, it's like you've just presented this whole, you know, funk, boogie, singer, songwriter, extravaganza. You're out there out front. You know, you're on vocals, you've written these songs. It's like a whole different Brandon Coleman for a lot of people who've only seen you play as a keyboard player.
Of course. I mean, on this record, that is awesome. It normally happens, you know, at the Brandon Coleman bugs, as they call them. The ghosts, yeah, they start showing up out of nowhere.
Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, right. They'll show up later at soundcheck. Don't worry. No. Yeah, man. I'm a little distracted. You might have to ask that question again.
That's hilarious. You know, like, so you've gone from the keyboards to being out front, the vocoder. You're rocking the lyrics, the songs. You're sharing a message with people with words as well as music, and that's like a whole different thing for a lot of people who've seen you, especially in LA, right?
Absolutely, man. I mean, I needed a way to, I guess, convey some of my thoughts. You know, I'm not the best singer, you know, but I figured out a way through the vocoder, through the sound I created, to be able to convey those thoughts. And I write songs all the time. You know, I'll sit on a plane and just start figuring out, just writing some lyrics, and then somehow, you know, I'll hear a melody at soundcheck, Kamasi will play, and then I'll hear some kind of drum groove Robert's been kicked off, and then Simi would start off something stupid on the guitar, and next thing you know, we got a song.
Yeah, man.
Now, the question is, do I give them credit? No, I don't give them credit. It's my song. I take credit. It's my song. I wrote
got
it.
You.
If
got
I started
you,
it, it's my song. That's all I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is my song. That's what I'm trying to say.
Words.
That's really what I'm trying to say.
Right.
See, you got a lot of romance on this record, man.
Man, you know, I'm a lover, man. I didn't say that sexy, but you know, some people will get it. Holla. Oh, holla at me.
Holla. Stupid bit.
So we got the romance, we got the party, we got the fun, and the record is called Resistance. So what is resistance to you?
Man, resistance to me is, that's a good question, man. Essentially, you know, I mean, being a songwriter, man, I've been in a lot of writing sessions. And it seems like, you know, with a lot of different producers, it seemed like it always came to a moment where, you know, where I felt like the song could have went somewhere completely different to a whole nother plateau, you know, but, you know, whatever we were writing in there, it was some kind of resistance that wouldn't let it go there. You know, either it was too jazzy or it's too funky,
right,
or it was too whatever. Not too funky. It could never be too funky. I take that back.
But it can be too jazzy.
But it can. Oh, it can be. Man. I mean, which is nothing. Because what does that mean? What does that mean? It can be too jazzy. That really doesn't mean anything to me. You know. But yeah, just experiencing that over the years, it just got to the point where, I don't know. I just wanted to create something where I could create without any boundaries.
Word.
You know, and use all these different songwriting opportunities that I had and just incorporate it into a project like this, which is why I call it The Resistance.
Word.
Yeah.
And like, you've collaborated with so many people across the board, from the jazz world to the pop world to the funk world. And, you know, we're just talking about some of the collaborations you're working on now, before and off air. And, you know, it's great that you taking this opportunity to take all your experiences and your ideas and put them into your own thing. You know, I think people need to hear that.
Absolutely.
So that's cool, man. And I can't wait to hear this live as well, right?
Dude, you? I can't wait to hear it live. Nobody's heard it live. I personally can't wait. Me? I can't wait to hear it live. Yeah,
I can't wait to hear the album.
Right. Oh. I ain't even heard the album yet. No, you know, this is the first time we've performed this music, so it's, you know, it's a sensitive time, you know, because we don't know what it is almost. I mean, we know what we recorded.
Sure.
But, you know, the show is a whole different energy, you know,
because
we're transcending energy. Mm-hmm. We're transcending whatever the audience is giving us. So we got to take that and take whatever we have and make the funk.
Totally, man. And yeah, we got some classic P-Funk, slightly disrespectfully, in the background right now. But, you know, when those cats would get on stage, that was a party, right?
Come on.
Like, nonstop, no holds barred. So that's good.
Except it ain't a lot of drugs at this party. ain't nobody checking in the clinics
not.
After my gig, man. I need my musicians for tours. We ain't.
Yeah,
I'm like, if I even see somebody doing something crazy, I'm going to stop them. We got drug prevention.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Funk, drug prevention. We got a whole squad. They be paying attention. They be looking, you know, at sound checks and be seeing the cats do stuff. Wait, where you going, brother? I was just going to the restroom. Well, why are you walking so slow? Oh, I just had to use it real quick. Well,
you just went to the restroom.
Yeah, that was the second time in the restroom in the last 5 minutes, brother. Let me empty your pockets. Aha! And he pulled out a needle, and then, you know. But that's how you prevent stuff from happening, man. So, you know, it's super important.
Intervention is prevention.
He is a fool.
That's so foolish. But so, you know, we're talking about it being live, and for the folks in LA, that is going to happen very soon. In fact, in about a week's time, September 14th, Art Don't Sleep Present Jazz is Dead. 13th? September 13th.
Yeah, 13th.
The record drops on the 14th.
Record drops the 14th.
Right. So people can come to the show,
yes,
and by the time they leave the show, the record will have dropped.
Pretty much.
That's pretty dope.
Pretty much.
So yeah, so it's at the Lodge Room, right, in Highland Park.
Yep. The Lodge
and
Room, Highland Park.
Everything says 10-piece band.
Yeah, listen. I tried my best to keep it a 10-piece band, but you know me, I just have to keep adding stuff. You know, I was driving and I saw this dude playing a triangle. Now listen, he was just on the block. I was like, hey man, what are you doing September 13th, brother? I just need you for two. I just need you for one bar. Could you just come in? We're just gonna mic you. It's gonna be nice. Give you a nice little suit. You wear gold.
11-piece band.
It'll be you know, a couple of horns, some strings, some vocals,
triangles.
You know.
Man, that's crazy. So let's on this funk tip. Let's jump into another joint from the record. I wanted to share Sexy with people. Is that cool?
Well, wait a minute. You just want to throw that on them like that?
I mean, you know, we got a limited amount of time right now.
We're trying to turn it up in here. Okay, we're gonna turn it.
You know, what's really cool about this record is there's so much kind of funk and boogie in there, but specific tracks, for me, from what I've listened to through my life, they all speak to different influences and different aspects. And this joint is when I heard it, I was like, oh man, he's deep on that Roger Troutman and Zapp. And
dude, I mean, Roger was the first, that was the first time I heard a voice altered like that, you know? And I was like, what, who, why does he sound so cool? You know, and I had to like start doing research on like what the talk box was the vocoder was,
right.
What are these vocal synthesizers? And, you know, so Roger Troutman, you know, this song Sexy, I wanted to kind of like show a little homage to Roger Troutman, you know, as like one of our funk pioneers, you know, so especially on the vocoder talk box.
Man, you captured that whole vibe amazingly. So, man, let's jump into this. So, I'm not giving too much away. We're going to play a few album tracks, but you know, there's a lot more for people to hear. And,
nice.
And it's a really great opportunity to share with them for the very first time on air. Brandon Coleman, Sexy. You're on Dub Lab. Los Guapos presents Destination Out. Live from the Freehand Hotel, downtown LA. We're here talking with Brandon Coleman, checking out tracks from his new record, Resistance, due out September 14 on Brainfeeder Records. In the background, one very funky jam, Sexy. So Brandon's here with his crew of collaborators. Motley Bunch here. We have Samir here. You hear him on guitars on this record. We have Mike Holden sitting here. One of the baddest percussionists you'll find anywhere.
Yeah.
We have the one and only Kamasi Washington.
Yeah, yeah,
right here.
Right.
We have Tech Dizzle here.
What up? What up? How you feeling?
Tech Dizzle
holding down the drums. So this is your crew right here, man. This is nice.
Yeah, yeah, man. And we got Mr. Del Black too.
Oh my goodness.
Can't forget about him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, brother.
So all the cats here were involved with the record, right?
I guess so. Yeah. For the most part, yeah. Every, you know. I mean, you know, in some regards, yes. You know, because it could have influenced me at some moment that, you know. That
I mean, I know you don't want to give them credit, like, for real, but.
Oh, that's just not happening. Nobody's getting credit. Oh, that's just absolutely not happening. I'm sorry.
He kept this record real secret. Like, I ain't heard. I've been trying to get this record 7-8 years.
Oh, that's too funny.
He's been sending me decoy records. I ain't heard none of these songs. I'm like, the record I heard was all was ballads.
There he goes. Right? Ladies and gentlemen, Kamasi Washington.
Hey, brother, can I hear the album? Oh, yeah, brother. I got you. He sent me How High the Moon.
Yeah, we're going to do this Tuesday.
All of a sudden, they're dropping all this right. funk on me. Like, wait a minute, I could have been rocking to this for months.
So, yo, Kamasi, you've been out there absolutely smashing it, which is so great to see. Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Man, you know that. All over the world. And I have people in New Zealand and Australia. People in Australia are like, yo. Actually, no, you know what? My son was in Australia recently. He's like, Dad, I saw a billboard with Mr. Kamasi on it. Like, what? Everywhere.
Kamasi be everywhere.
Right?
I was at the bus stop the other day.
And he was on the bus?
And no, I turned around. He was on the bus, on the bench. And he was like
laying there?
Epic. Everywhere, Kamasi!
My car broke down. I had to catch the bus to get back to the rental place. Come on, Brandon. You ain't gonna put me out like that. I ain't always riding the bus.
Oh my God, you're
great. I'm driving. I got my licenses. My license is in order. I got my.
Oh man.
I don't know. My parole thing gonna be all
right. Oh, right.
But you know, I feel like a lot of people outside of LA, they see Kamasi, they see you, your work and your music and your shows, and then they see these other artists come out from, I guess, what they see as what you're doing, you know, Cameron, Miles, Brandon, and you all grew up together and you all have always been your own individual artists, right?
Yes, yeah, it's always been that way. We've always made music with each other, for each other, you know, and so it's always been a thing where, you know, one day Brandon's making music for me and the next day I'm making music for him.
Yep.
Next day we both making music for Robert, or, you know what I mean, for everybody. So it's been a real... Since we were kids, you know, and it was like, I remember it was a thing where when we were young, we were all discovering different music, but we all pull it to the pile. So I remember when Brandon discovered Sunlight, and then he gave it to me, and I was like, what is this?
Right, and then you gave me Debussy.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Wow.
And which way is up? Which I gave you back. I gave you that DVD back.
I never
back.
Got none of my stuff back.
I gave him the DVD back. Got it back. And he got my Mr. Hands, too. Herbie Hancock, man. Mr. Hands.
Brandon got half my CD collection.
You got to get that stuff back. Come on, man.
Now, I see that at his house. I'm like, hey, man, is that mine? He's like, no. That's a completely different copy.
Yeah, you buy got yours. Once the CD's scratched, you got to buy another copy. Ain't nobody going.
Tell me, Brandon. But that, taking CDs from me for a long time. You need to bring that up, man. That hurt my feelings.
But you know, seeing y'all like have this chance to really show the world what you're about collectively and individually is a really amazing thing.
Oh yes,
it's the shit. And I don't think that people we can say that, right? We're on Dub Lab.
Yeah.
All right.
Shit.
It is the shit.
I say shit 3 times a day.
And it's right. Like, you know,
I got a shit quota every day. Shoot. I don't say shit at least 40 times. It ain't a good day for me, is what I'm trying to say.
Doctor told me to do that, so that's why I do it.
That's why I'm doing shit. Ain't nobody give me shit.
You ain't shit.
Yeah, I'm going to just stop now.
No, you can keep going. It's all good.
No, my mom's going to listen to this and be like, boy.
We all getting whoopings.
We all get toe up.
Grown man.
No biscuit for you, boy. That's just.
So does this mean ultimately we could see like a West Coast Get Down show where it's like you all have your own sub show within the show? Like it's like, you know, the Kumasi show, the Miles show, the Cameron show, the Brandon show. It's like a 6 hour, 7 hour show.
We did it once. We did it at the Echo. Remember? It was you, Miles, me, and Cameron, I think.
Oh yeah, you mean the 7 hour marathon?
Oh yeah.
We missed that. I missed that.
Oh yeah, it was nice.
I think you were there, but you might have. That was before. That was pre drug program. So Brandon wasn't taking people's stuff back then. Right.
Card got revoked. Oh, man. No, that's a good idea. Actually, I would love to do another collaborative West Coast Get Down show like that. Because each of us in the unit, you know, in the collective, everybody hears music differently. Everybody writes totally. Different music. Everybody's got different music. So. That would be actually a really cool show. It's something we should do in the future.
And you know, because I hear, you know, especially on Kumasi's shows, there'll be like a Miles joint or one of your joints, and that's always dope to hear. But then when you hear each of you do your actual individual projects, they sound completely different, right? Even with the same musicians playing them. So I think that'll be a really amazing experience. I'm sure for yourselves, but also for the audiences to really get. Wow, you all are on some different shit from each other, but you're all together.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... We're going to do it.
Hey.
We're going to make it happen. Next year.
Tomorrow.
Today. Tonight.
Right.
So, yo, Brandon, you got your little cork there, right?
Yeah, I got my little... let me see if it's on.
Oh,
you see, is the funk there?
Uh-oh. Right.
Oh yeah, the funk is there. Oh, the funk is there.
That's cool. You brought that, you know.
Oof. Oh, the funk is there. What'd you say? Oh yeah, it's there. Oh yeah. Oh, but you tell me if he wasn't there. He there.
Tell him again.
So how about this? You know, so like we're talking about funk music, and I think in LA with funk music, you cannot. Talk about funk music in LA today without mentioning Dame Funk.
Yeah, man. You know,
Dame really, he helped put funk back on the map.
Like, dude, I used to do gigs with Dame Funk.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
He's an amazing drummer, man. He's a really good funk drummer.
Wait, you serious? On the kit? I've never heard him play kit.
Oh. Are y'all messing up?
Wow.
That's where we know him from.
That's how he got Dame Funk.
We didn't know he
used to be just Dame.
Else. Yeah.
He used to just walk around. Right? He used to just walk around. Boom, 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 boom. And then next thing you know,
hey, brother, funk. How you doing? All right. Ooh. Hey, brother. How you doing? All right. Bless. All right. All right now. All right.
That's Dame.
Yeah. Okay,
man.
That's a funk pioneer right there, man.
That is a funk pioneer.
An amazing DJ, too.
Amazing DJ, man. Like, you know, every time I hear him spin... He could play like, say, 4 hours of records, and I'm like, wait, I don't know any of these.
Dude, he knows every record. He knows every record, man. He knows
every obscure
funk record. You think you know it? Ooh. He'd be like, no, check this out. And you hear something, I'd be like, what is this? Who, Peter Frampton and who?
Wow. Yeah.
And Bootsy?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And Sly? And Nelly? No, I'm joking. We don't know Nelly on it, but it could have been Nelly. It's like, sure, anybody tell me.
John Coltrane playing with James Brown. What?
right?
All right, so we got your keyboard.
Justin Springfield is on that joint? Dang, she funky. All right.
Yes. We got your little cork there, and man, you want to rock over a little Dame Funk beat?
Will the beat let me rock it? We'll be right back.
Brandon Coleman.
Yeah.
Dame Funk. That's an exclusive Los Guapos Destination Out version of Dame Funk's Hood Pass Intact with Brandon Coleman.
Right, right.
Hurry up, Michael.
I got something.
Cut it back. Pull up a rose on here, Brandon.
Yo, so I want to talk to you about the vocoder a bit, Brandon, but before I do, I want to play you something, if that's okay.
You, yes.
All right.
Whatever it is, said was a song. And when he died, all he left us was a bow.
Everybody say it.
Whatever it is, said was a song. And when he died, all he left us was a bow.
Yo, I never heard Stevie Wonder rock a vocoder before.
Oh, I knew it was Stevie. Told you.
I love with the vocoder, man.
You were saying it was Chicory. I was like, that's Stevie Wonder, man.
Wait. Who said that?
No, no, anyway. Oops, I thought you were somebody.
Who said it was Dave Brubeck?
Is that Chicory?
But what I love with this is that, you know, I feel like right now in modern music, you hear cats with the vocoder. You got, you know, Casey Benjamin's been on it a lot, right?
Oh yeah, he's great.
Shout out Casey Benjamin.
Shout out to Casey Benjamin. Yeah.
Terrace Martin,
another good one.
Right, yourself. Shout out to you.
Shout out to me. Hey, Brandon. Shout out. Okay, sorry.
But you know, you're it's like using a, for people who don't know what a vocoder is. Do you want to just briefly explain in layman's terms what that is?
Yeah, sure. It's essentially. It's essentially a synthesizer. You're synthesizing your voice speech. So it's a little box, a little unit. You plug a keyboard in, you plug a mic in it, and it synthesizes whatever you talk, whatever I play on the keyboard, it'll synthesize it into actual musical notes. So my vocoder, I just tried to come up with a sound that sounded as human as possible. I love Stevie's sound. I love Peter Frampton's sound. Roger Troutman, who's got a talk box, which is a little different, you know, that, you know, you have to put the tube in your mouth and you kind of enunciate the words, you know, wow, wow, you know, it's a little harder to play, but they all have different tones.
Yeah.
So I tried to like take a little bit from each one, you know. Herbie Hancock and Herbie Hancock's got a vocoder sound that sounds, I think, closest to a human speech. So I tried to like emulate that as much as I could. And take that even to a next level. You know, I love singers like Chaka Khan and Mel Torme and Aretha Franklin, you know, James Brown, Prince, Sly Stone. So I tried to figure out a sound that I can create to emulate those people.
Word, man. Well, you're finding you find your own sound through that. And that's what's up.
In the process, I've found I've been coming up with my own sound, it seems like, you know, so that's the fun part.
Absolutely, man. And so, you know, you mentioned Herbie, and, you know, I know, you know, as a Herbie, avid Herbie lover and listener and a keyboard player as well, to hear what you do, whether it's on this album or in other contexts, I know you love Herbie. Like, that's one of your cats. And especially, from what I understand, and Kumasi mentioned it, Sunlight.
Oh, absolutely.
So Sunlight was an album by Herbie, I think it was around 74?
78.
78? And...
March 78.
Right. I'm sorry. Actually, March. June. We want to be very... It was in the summer.
June the...
Yes.
June the...
June... It was June 1978, and it was in, they did it in San Francisco. Nope, because it's sunny.
At 7 p.m.
Right.
Yeah. But that... I mean, that album... I imagine at the time it was a complete game changer, but I know for you when you were given it by your brother, right?
Man, literally after a choir rehearsal, after my
So hang on, wait. Yeah. What were you listening to that was blowing your mind before you heard Sunlight? That Sunlight just demolished.
I mean, oh geez, man. Before that, I've always been into like Return of Forever, Chick Corea, and Oscar Peterson, uh-huh. You know, and Kenny Kirkland and Bill Evans, you know, so, yeah. You know, definitely the traditional jazz side, I guess, you know, I mean, if you can call that traditional, you know, but that was like the first like fusion type record that I think I heard like that, you know, especially with the vocoder, you know, and I mean, I had never heard any sound like that, you know, and I remember looking at the record and just being like, just being taken back by it, you know. If you turn, you know, if you open it up, you see all the keyboards he's playing. He's right. Got like a big glass shot of him just like, you know, just playing all these keyboards. And I'm like, man, what are all these keyboards?
But then it had the diagram which tells you what each one is, right?
And then it tells you exactly which one it is. And I'm like, oh, okay, so that's a Moog D, and that's a Sennheiser vocoder, whatever. So I remember just popping it in at like 2 a.m. And being excited cause just from looking at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And at literally at 2 a.m., I just popped it in. I just got home. You know, I put on my headphones. You know, I had my little CD Walkman. You know, and I just started listening to it, and I was just like, what the fuck? That's all I can say. I ain't got no other word for that. But that's really what I felt. I was like, I mean, I just listened to the record, you know, into the a.m., I just kept listening to it. I was just like, what sound is this? And how is he singing like this? And I start calling my brother at 4 a.m. Brandon, call me in the morning, man. You know, I was like, all right, I'll call you in the morning. What time, 6 or 7? You know, I'm like, what is this sound? What is that? You know, and he's like, man, it's a vocoder, man. And I'm just like, well, why does it sound like his voice? And why are the melodies so cool? Like, what the hell is this? So that is... why we have the resistance.
That's beautiful, man. Well, let's share one of those joints with people. Yeah, my favorite from the record, and possibly yours. I don't know. Come Running to Me. We'll be right back.
pretty well. Yeah. It's like, I still remember how that felt.
So if you get hella drunk?
Right. Why, I was just, man. Y'all ever know?
Dude,
I
yeah.
Just like, religiously.
Yeah, so much information.
Just a morning to me.
Come on. sample that right there.
Right.
That's a sample.
Oh. This
Calico is like, for real? Right. Yeah, you don't want just...
I can play that, man. I can play it.
I'm sitting right here.
I can play it.
Yeah.
Yo.
Man, the sounds of Herbie Hancock from his album Sunlight come running to me.
Yeah, man. Ooh, yeah.
Right, let that marinate.
Right, yeah, let's let it marinate for a little
right?
bit.
Right? Did it on the radio.
Just so everybody just a high slow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to life, everybody.
I remember Brandon made me and Robert learn the whole record.
Yeah. Oh, no. I know, and it was to do some regular shit, like a house party or something. It wasn't even
But the funny part is, this is I'm talking about this must have been days after, because Brandon didn't have his vocal cord yet, so he was expecting me to somehow make the saxophone play words. He's like, no, Kamasi, it don't sound like running. Running, put the running in the saxophone.
This is hilarious.
Wow, I can imagine that.
Do I look like?
He didn't give me no chart. He gave me lyrics.
You do.
I was like, hey Brandon, you can't put words on the saxophone. He's like, no, you're gonna play these words. I'm like, yeah, with these lyrics.
Come on, what kind of mess is that? I look like I'm gonna go put some words on the, write some lyrics on the saxophone melody. Yeah, I may have wrote a few lyrics on the saxophone melody, and he played them too.
Helped me a lot though, you know. It worked on my phrasing. I'm gonna somehow make this sound like running.
Man, I wish I could have been there. Had that been today, we would have that on YouTube.
That's true.
YouTube.
Man, you're tuned into Dub Lab Radio. This is Los Guapos Presents Destination Out. We're live from the Freehand Hotel, downtown LA. Talking with Brandon Coleman. His new record, Resistance, comes out September 14 on Brainfeeder Records. You have to get this record. Buy it, stream it, share it, do all that stuff. And if you're in LA or can get a flight to LA, September 13, Brandon will bring the album to life at Art Don't Sleep, Jazz is Dead.
I even fly you to LA if you don't live in LA.
Brandon will get you a first class ticket to LA and a penthouse suite at the Freehand Hotel. You heard it here.
If you're coming from Inglewood, you can ride in my car.
He said, you can ride right along with me. Just meet me on the 103rd. Just meet me on the 103rd of May. And I guarantee you.
My seatbelts don't work, but
the
car run good.
We will get there.
Yeah, well, thank you to all of you all for being in here and sharing stories and jokes and the vibe. And especially big thanks to you, Brandon.
Yeah, man.
Man, congratulations on this record. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that, man. Thank you for having me. And thank you for being here, too, man.
Absolutely,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate your artistry and what you do, man. And
man, this is all about you, but thank you. Yeah, I'll take it.
No, but dude, you asked really good questions and you kept it fun, so I appreciate that. So thank you.
You're welcome, man.
And there.
We're gonna take it out with one last tune. Take you to the beach, right?
Are we going to the beach right now?
To the beach? Is
please,
that the plan?
Please, let's go to the beach.
Let's get wet. Come on, let's go to the beach.
Come on.
Let's go to the beach. I want to go to the beach.
Yo, check out.
I actually do want to go to the beach now.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, apparently my limo driver didn't want to take it. He wanted to take me to the beach. I wanted to go home, but he was just insisted. He wanted me to go to the beach. I'm going to go to the beach. We're going to go to the beach. Let's go to the beach. Let's go to the beach.
So, yo, please check us out. The new single from Brandon Coleman's record Resistance. It's called All Around the World. The video is hilarious. It is online wherever videos are found. All around the world. Thank you, Brandon Coleman.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
I just flew down from Barcelona off to the next one in Tokyo. Come with me, baby, in LA. I wanna take you with me and keep it on the go. I tried my best to follow my visions. I know it might be hard to make a decision. Follow your heart. If you're willing, we can't go wrong. So let's keep it chill. I'll take you all around the world.
Dublab, the sounds of Brandon Coleman all around the world. Don't forget his record Resistance drops September 14, Brain Feeder Records. I'm Mark DeClive Lowe. Been a pleasure hanging with you here. This is Los Guapos Presents Destination Out. Come through the Freehand Hotel downtown LA. Every Tuesday, Destination Out is happening. This is a live music event. It's free. And there's a lot of amazing music happening every week. They've had the likes of Jeff Parker, Micaiah McCraven, Catalyst, Teodros Avery, of course, Brandon Coleman, and many others perform here. So do come through Destination Out at the Freehand Hotel every Tuesday. Keep it locked on Dublab. Shout out DJ Day, instrumental cover of Rafael Sadiq. Sky, Can You Feel Me? This is a beautiful joint, but I just realized there's something else I want to finish with.
Say.
Larry Young. Peace, y'all.
Turn them off.